Cool. Well, hi, everybody. Just stay tuned because this is a very important, episode of NXT, and we're going to talk about it right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Velveteen Dream.
Oh yeah, what's up everybody? Different. Well, hello Mark. It's great to be back.
It's great to be
it's
on this side of the
It's great for you to be back.
It's great for all of us to be back.
Yes, I'm Bill Handstock. We were talking about NXT today for you on the NXT After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. And who's this over here?
I'm the Internet's Mark Medonica, and I'm sitting over here because I didn't watch the show this week.
Well, you I mean, we had to give it away right up front.
That's not true. Yeah, I watched it very dangerously.
Spoiler right off the top.
I'll say this way. I watched it in my Uber.
It wasn't an Uber.
Man alive, was there a lot of stuff that happened on this week's episode of NXT? And we're going to talk all about it.
Bring it down.
One thing we got to talk about right off the top, and this is a little itty bitty spoiler. You might notice that Robert Baines is not with us on this week's panel, and part of that, and this is not a big spoiler, this is a spoiler that if you watch the show, you're going to want to be interested in, I don't think he'll mind us talking about it, is that about an hour before NXT went on the air, about half an hour before NXT went on the air, Robert Baines made his NXT debut.
Yes,
at tonight's Full Sail tapings, and we couldn't be happier about it. He was in a tag team called Stateline.
What's the country group?
Florida.
And
his partner was Georgia. Actually, what I have already told Robert Baines is that I am officially declaring it canon that Baines is state and his partner is line. So look forward to that whenever that airs. I believe it might air as soon as next week. I believe is
yeah, because it was pretty early in the show. We're not going to say who was in the match against.
And I will also say this. There was a massive spoiler because there was some extremely major news that happened at tonight's NXT taping. We are not going to spoil that for you, but WWE has already put a push notification that has a spoiler, you know, block
spoiler warning
on it.
In it.
Yeah, it's so if you are interested in finding out what happens on next week's NXT, before next week's NXT happens, there are plenty of places where you can find that out. We will not spoil it for you. We will just say that there was a major happening at tonight's NXT taping,
and it was
in addition to Robert Baines, the hobo, making his NXT debut, which is the biggest news in our hearts.
100%. I'm so happy for him.
Couldn't be happier for him. And if you have the time, please tweet at Robert Baines, at Baines Destroy, and tell him that you are happy for him and proud of him.
And one more, if you are in the Florida area, he's going to be there for a couple more days.
Yeah.
So you can watch him live if you're in the area.
Yeah. Bring him a Florida Georgia Lime. Which is a famous taste treat that okay, well, like, as I said, this was an extremely jam-packed episode of NXT After Show, and it's actually a good thing that there's only two of us here to discuss it, because that means we might be able to actually get to everything. We opened the show with a memorial graphic for Masa Saito, who passed away this week.
It was kind of surprising to see on NXT, but I'm happy they did it.
Yeah, for sure, and I hope that maybe this is the new standard for memorials going forward, that they will appear on all three shows. We also got a hype for tonight's big triple threat number one contenders match. As you may recall, over the past week it was supposed to be a fatal four-way between Kairi Sane, Candice LeRae, Nikki Cross, and Bianca Belair, but it was announced that Bianca Belair has suffered an injury, and it will now be a triple threat match for the number one contendership to see who faces Shayna Baszler at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn. So
And there's some WWE told us that it was an injury, but we know that she's also on her honeymoon.
She's on her honeymoon.
So we
injuries happen on honeymoon, man.
It's true.
Yeah.
Hey, be careful, you two. Don't get too crazy.
Oh, behave.
Oh, man.
We opened the show with Dakota Kai versus Lacey Evans, which is a very, very long match. Lacey dominated for almost the whole match. At one point, she was beating Dakota Kai down, and she said, "You're nothing! Nothing!
Nothing!
We're the devils!" One of the highlights of the match to me was she, Lacey Evans did a double leg takedown and then gave Dakota Kai a grounded heart punch.
Oh my God.
Looked so brutal.
Terrifying.
The standing punch can kill somebody. I hate to see what, Dakota Kai got the upper hand after Lacey Evans missed a moonsault, and Dakota Kai gave, Lacey Evans two Huluva face washes where she started at the adjacent corner, like where Mojo Rawley would hit his finisher from,
yeah,
and then ran to the other three corners and did two consecutive Huluva kicks, and then Lacey Evans dropped down, and then Dakota Kai gave her a proper face wash.
So with our main event being a Fatal 4-Way to Now triple threat, and these two are in the opener, how do you think, where do you think they land in the line? Is it sort of a thing of like, The women who compete in the fatal, in the triple threat, those are our top three contenders with Bianca Belair floating fourth, and these are floating five and six?
Sure.
Or do you think
probably.
That...
I think that's probably correct as far as the hierarchy of women goes right now in the unofficial rankings.
Okay.
Aaliyah and Vanessa Bourne probably closer to the bottom there.
Don't talk about them. Oh my God. I need to double check the wording on this tweet. But like Vanessa Bourne promoting live shows this weekend was like, come and check out the V this weekend. And I was like, wait, or like, get your ticket. No, it wasn't that. I was going
to
say something
to see the V.
Hold on. I gotta look it up. But it's, she is consistently our, get your V on.
No, I refuse.
Tomorrow night at NXT Daytona.
Yeah.
Shout out to Vanessa Bourne, not dead, unlike Deonna Purrazzo.
Shout out also, before I forget, check out this week's Women's Wrestling Weekly on AfterBuzz TV because they had Chris Wolf on.
Ooh.
Friend of the program. During the after the face wash, Lacey Evans again gets the upper hand, and Nigel laments that Lacey Evans has taken some shots because he says, "Tragic for a woman that beautiful. Should be a law against it."
About the act or about being that beautiful and committing the act?
Someone should inform Nigel.
Yes.
So they trade blows, and then Lacey just hits the women's right and gets the pin. And sad for Dakota Kai, but, you know, they're building up Lacey Evans to something. Lacey Evans got her first shirt this week.
Did she?
In the WWE shop.wwe.com. If you want to support Lacey Evans, I mean,
that
might be some sort of dog whistle, but... there's a Lacey Evans shirt. So happy for her. Then we get do you want to talk?
Oh,
do
yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, do you want to discuss it? So there's also a new CN Almas shirt, which is like as good as his first shirt was terrible.
Yeah, but it's got his old mask on it.
Yeah.
There's a new Authors of Pain shirt that says it is written in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Noé José has a lovely new shirt.
Yeah.
That says, "Shake your maracas, Noé José."
Nice little cute cartoon on there.
Nice little cute boy.
I gotta say, like, they're not, like, you know, all-timer shirts. They're not the greatest shirts in the world. Gotta say, massive step up from what they've been pumping out lately.
Yeah.
The Velveteen Dream shirt, the A-lister shirt, the...
The triple orb.
The B-team shirt. Mm-hmm. Anyway, is there anything you want to say about Lacey Evans before we move
on?
Well,
say, like, it's interesting that we've been building up Lacey Evans and Dakota Kai over these past couple of weeks, and now we have Lacey taking the W, and I'd say maybe getting the leg up on a couple of the women in our main event tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think even though we just established
leapfrogging some people because of the
She's a winner.
We then went backstage to Kathy with Ricochet. Kathy, of course, the more important part of this. The Ricochet interview. Ricochet says Adam Cole is hiding behind the title, and Adam Cole knows it, and he knows it. And he says that he was very close to gaining the North American title, but then Adam Cole screwed him out of it. But he's going to show the Undisputed Era. He's going to prove to the world he is going to be the next North American champion.
Boom. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be, it's something that was made, unfortunately, clear to me of how much truth the Velveteen Dream was spitting about Ricochet. Mm-hmm. And they keep, they keep putting him up against these amazing talkers, mm-hmm. and him being sort of left on his onesie, it's a learning experience. That's what this is, partially what NXT is for. So I'm excited to see everything continue to build, especially for him. Is they're forcing him, all right, you got to step up your talking game. We know you can bring it in the ring, but you got to bring the personality, you got to bring everything else. And I think Cole is a very good next step for him.
Sure.
I just don't. I wonder who they'll put him up against next, depending on who he wins. Mm-hmm. Who wins?
The, yeah. Okay. We've got another short vignette. The Street Profits, they're back home. They're playing some street ball. They're pumping each other up. They're trying to get over their loss to TM61, who they refer to exclusively in the vignette as TM61. So either that vignette was filmed a while ago, or there's some confusion about branding. They're trying to pump themselves up because TM61 cheated to win. There was something extremely good that they said in this little vignette, which I really like. Just because you're on a cold streak doesn't mean you stop shooting.
Hmm, that's nice.
Yeah, I like it.
You know who's cold every time they shoot? Hockey players.
Mm.
They're cold all the time.
Also, it's biathletes.
Yes. Biathletes.
Biathletes.
Yeah.
I'm biathletes. So then, after this, we get my favorite skit in an extremely long time. EC3 is walking and talking backstage in the hallway. Mm. He's being interviewed off camera by an unmiked man who's yelling questions at him. A fan stops EC3. He's like, "Can I get a selfie?" And he says, "Of course." And they take a selfie. He smiles for him. He says, "Hey, tag me on Instagram." The guy walks away. EC3 keeps walking. A guy yells off screen, "Hey, EC3, dope suit." And then EC3 walks up and sees the guy. He's like, "Hey, dope face. That's in the top 1%. And then he's like, "Also in the top 1%, my new EC3 t-shirt." Picks it up from off screen. And he's like, "You should go buy this." Tosses it at the guy. He's like,
Wait. Buy this.
No.
Here's a free one.
No, he tosses that on.
Oh, okay.
He said, tosses it at the guy. And then he starts walking away. He's like, "I don't need your money. I'm rich." And keeps walking and strutting. And who does he get confronted by?
Please don't tell me. I don't want it.
No, you do want it.
I don't want it.
It's so good. He gets confronted by the finest. Kona Reeves. And I didn't know how much I wanted this, but I want it. At this moment, EC3 fully became a good guy because he's going up against Kona Reeves. Kona Reeves says, "You know what? You know, you look pretty good, EC3, but your suit, it's not the finest. Your watch, it's not the finest. Look at this watch." And EC3 is like, "Yeah, it's got 12 numbers on it. Nice." And he's like, "Yeah, well, it's the finest. And you know that bad spray tan you got, EC3? And EC3 says, I know. It's not the finest." Kona Reeves puts on his sunglasses, and EC3 says, "Yeah, put on your sunglasses to hide your dead, creepy eyes." and then he says, he threatens to chew Kona Reeves up, spit him out, and feed him to his cats. And then he starts saying, "Fight me. Why don't you fight me? Fight me. Fight me. Fight me. Fight me." And then Kona Reeves doesn't say anything, so he says, "Yeah, that's right. You don't want to fight me, because you know if you did, I'd give you the top 1% beating of your life." And then he walks off screen, and Kona Reeves watches him go, and he says to himself, "I'll fight you, but we could have been the finest of friends."
Come on!
It's so good!
You're lying to me!
It was the best, and I cannot wait for them to upload this somewhere so that I can watch it again and again and again, because this was
the best. The entire sketch is going to be my ringtone.
It's so good. It's amazing.
Sharkasaur in chat saying the dead creepy eyes comment was way too accurate.
It was so good. Like, it was just like a straight up, what's it?
Well, nothing. I'm just recognizing, I think I'm seeing new names in chat, yeah. And that's great.
Sure.
Peter Rocky, Gregory. Rocky Bronx.
Lawrence Falk II, I think.
Lawrence Falk II, I've seen him before, but no need to shout.
Yeah.
You're shouting a lot. It's fine. We're here. We've got our headsets on. We can
shout
a
lot, though.
We do.
Yeah.
So you don't have, but you don't have to shout over them. Like the Snake says, they are the finest dead eyes in NXT.
It's true.
And I can agree with that. Yeah.
No, I enjoyed this so much. It was so much fun. And it's, what a good pairing. Like, no better person to turn EC3 face against because Keanu Reeves is just the dirt version of EC3. And like, if you're gonna have these two guys in the same company, like, you might as well point them at each other. I mean, there is a chance that like, this is gonna be Keanu Reeves' curtain call.
No, but what if this is the impetus for a new Sabatelli and Moss while they're gone? Because I know they broke up right before they both got hurt.
What if EC3 teaches Keanu Reeves to actually be the finest?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know what, kid? You've almost got it, but you're not quite there.
I can see Keanu Reeves getting like a cheap victory over EC3 and then them having to settle it in Brooklyn or something like that.
Noon Mountain, Key Dragon 86. I'm all these new people. I love it. Yeah, what's up?
Good to see all you guys.
Unless you've changed your names recently.
Yeah. Well, I bet Key Dragon 86 is why am I drawing a blank on my favorite fan of ours?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll come back to it.
Skilled Buick?
No.
I love me some Skilled Buick.
Yeah. So after that amazing skit, we get a hype reel for next week's NXT Championship match. Tommaso Ciampa versus Aleister Black. And the big talking point, the big focal point of what this vignette was built around was Ciampa saying that all he needs is one opportunity, one moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might come into play perhaps next week in the title match. But one thing I also got a kick of was Aleister Black doing a stand-up to the camera and saying, "You think this is all smoke and mirrors? Well, you need to look into your own mirror."
Yeah.
"You are the ones who are the assholes."
Well, you think this is smoke and mirrors? Well, is this your card? Aleister Black turning into a Vegas magician.
So that NXT title match takes place next week. We're very excited. Do you think we're going to get an actual match? Or do you think it's going to be like when Aleister Black had a title match against Johnny Gargano?
Gargans and then Champy Boy, and then it turned into Eric Young, and we'll get the return of sanity. I don't know. I expect it, but there's usually a good title match per taping. You know, in between, there's usually a legit, like the one time where Cassius Ohno, like in between, like Bobby Roode and why do I keep wanting to say Kenta? Because that's not his name. It's Hideo Itami.
Kenta Itami.
In between, like, the Chicago, WrestleMania in Chicago, there was a random Cassius Ohno title shot, like, right when he returned. And we're like, okay, fine, great. And sure. And it happens every once in a while. So I bet, regardless, we're going to get a match, whether it's the same thing of Johnny taking Tommaso out or not. We're also, by the way, not talking about spoilers, just while we're here, because it came up in chat. Somebody's saying people are dropping spoilers. We're not going to do that here.
They sure are dropping them, but...
No, and if you spoil something in the chat, I'm going to block you. It's just that simple. Nice. Right. But yeah, I think we'll get a match, whether it's Tommaso Ciampa versus Aleister Black. I don't know.
Aleister.
Aleister.
100% Aleister. It's flammable. Speaking of Cassius Ohno,
that's partially why it came to mind. Cassius Ohno's
up next, and he defeats Ramirez.
Should they build him as just Ramirez?
I think so.
Ramirez.
Ricky Ram. He defeats Ramirez by
just big out
pinfall knockout with a rolling elbow. The match is literally Ramirez tries to go behind and he gets hit with a rolling elbow. One extremely interesting thing about Cassius Ohno, he, as soon as the match is over and he leaves the ring, he then puts his hair up in a tie.
That's what he does.
Ponytail.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which is like the opposite of what you would do in a real fight.
And that's the opposite of what like Hobo does. He used to leave his hair down and now he puts his hair up and
squares
up.
Put your hair up.
And square up.
Yeah. Hashtag. Put your hair up and oh no.
Oh no, another match.
Hair up. And then we get, of course, the Undisputed Era hanging out at their little hidey hole, their little clubhouse backstage. And they've all got their gold, including what I'm increasingly enjoying, Bobby Fish's Lil Bitty Dusty Rhodes replica
trophy. I get my own trophy because I was here.
It's the gold star you tried of.
Really quickly, like while we're still kind of in the dregs of the KO match, why do you think we got a reminder that Cassius Ohno is a big threat so that he can lose to a bigger one?
Sure.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah. We get Adam Cole says, hey, you guys want to hear a joke? They all say, yeah, of course we want to hear a joke. He says, Ricochet. And Adam Cole then derides Ricochet. He says, Ricochet, keep flapping your gums about I was this close to the championship. I was this close to beating Adam Cole. This close. And Kyle O'Reilly says, who even talks like that? And Adam Cole says, I don't know. I don't speak loser.
They're the best Mean Girls ever.
They're so good. They're so good.
God, such dorks.
And they, you know, say that Adam Cole's going to beat Ricochet, and that's pretty much that. We then get a very interesting War Machine video package that goes into... It was basically like a one-and-done version of those multi-part TM61 things, mm-hmm. the Roddy Strong thing, where we get to know them as human beings. We get footage of them wrestling all over the world. They talk about how they learn to be dominant in Japan. They learn new tactics in Mexico and Europe. And then they even talk about Ray Rowe's near-death motorcycle crash.
Yeah.
And Ray says, if I can overcome death, good luck winning a match against us, which is fairly badass. They said they've become modern-day Vikings. They say that they look one way and they fight another, which is, I don't know how accurate that is. But then they follow that up by saying that Ray is the smaller guy, but he's the powerhouse of the group, and that Hansen's the flyer. But they said that...
They're terrifying.
They've earned the right to raid NXT, and they're just getting started. Now the war is here. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, it's good luck staying alive.
But what I got the impression of between these fellas and Undisputed Era and Street Profits and TM61 or the Mighty or whatever they may call themselves and everything else.
The Mighty or 61.
I think Brooklyn might be headed to a multiple tag team match. There's still heavy machinery. There's a lot of tag teams flying around that all are sort of on the same level, more or less. Mm. I kind of hope that we might get a big old crazy, maybe a tag team ladder match.
Well, do you think they're just doing a slow build to War Games?
Probably.
Instead of having a big tag team match at Brooklyn.
Well, that's...
Perhaps something that may end in chaos. That's
certainly a possibility, but... I mean, at this point, TakeOver Brooklyn is basically NXT's WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Or at least it's the most storied of the yearly NXT takeovers.
True.
So I think that they're going to want to do something really huge for that tag team match. Mm. They also obviously have to still set up War Games. But, you know, there's like a Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano thing happening. Maybe they'll need War Games. Maybe they'll recruit teams to do War Games just like they did in the day.
Which would
be pretty amazing.
And do you think they'll finally put a roof on the cage?
No.
No.
But...
Really quickly, before we move on to our main event of the evening, we just want to let you know that our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. That's right here, AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, featuring content like this, NXT. We've got our Lucha Underground show happening later tonight, Raw, SmackDown, Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, which is a great show, X-Pac, 12360, our show with Sean X-Pac Waltman. We cover all of the pay-per-views. And also, if you're a fan of regular sports too, quote regular sports, but I mean, no, we've got
doesn't get more regular than wrestling,
but we've got basketball, football, we've got a bunch of different stuff that's happening once in season starts, so make sure to subscribe here. But if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't you worry, they're optional. They'll help you whenever we go live, and you can hit that bell and you'll be golden, but you don't have to. Just subscribe now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we will thank you on air. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. And one of the other things we do,
Hell
Bill.
Yeah.
What? One of the other things we do, Bill, is we call for iTunes comments and things like that.
Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast, thank you. Mm-hmm. So that we can get a little bit more notification, like people can find us a lot easier. And we've actually gotten...
some stuff from back in May that we've just never
read. Hey, why don't you read it?
So starting back...
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Here we go. R.I.P. May 16th from Pavost 6th. Simply phenomenal. This is honestly my favorite wrestling podcast. I listen to a lot, so that's saying something. Yeah. The banter between Mark Hobo and Bill has me cracking up every week. You can tell that they genuinely love wrestling. I also thoroughly enjoy Hobo's insights on what's going on in the ring. Hell, he's a master of ring psychology. You have no idea.
He is. That's keep why it up, guys. Made it his NXT debut, probably.
Yep. That one is more of a comment, but thank you, Tom 02171985, who supported our trip by buying an NXT team shirt. Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
This is an iTunes review from from J-Rod Fantastic, the best around. Nothing is gonna keep him down. This is a very long title that I can't read. If you enjoy NXT and this is from Sierra Kessler. If you enjoy NXT and like to laugh, this is the podcast you should be listening to. The Hobo breaks down the in-ring action, and the man knows his S word. Mm-hmm. That's an expletive. Bill is funny AF and will make you laugh every week. And last but not least, Mark Donica. He tries really, really hard.
Wow.
Not canceled from El Jorgistador, from the real Trios champs of AfterBuzz TV. Love the commentary and the love that you have for wrestling. Hashtag good times. Hashtag El Jorgistador. Hashtag Wrestle Circus. Okay. Yeah. And the last one from Otis Flowerbomb. These guys do an amazing job analyzing the wrestling. They don't just tell you the results, but go in depth with every match. So good. Thank you for the weekly entertainment. Feels good, man. Thank you, everybody.
Very good.
For leaving all of your reviews.
And if you want to continue to make us feel good and you haven't left us a review yet, go for it. And maybe, hey, we'll read it right on the air.
Damn right. That's the end. Noon Mountain says Matanza needs to eat Kona Reeves. That would be amazing. Yeah. That would be really, that would be ridiculous. Hmm? So you sacrifice him to the gods.
Yeah.
Or to the gods. It's my Antonio Cueto.
Buffet match.
We will have a buffet match. So this main event, the number one contendership match.
Well, hang on.
Or was there another thing in between?
Yeah. Yes, there was one thing in between.
Okay.
Because.
Oh, that's right. The best thing ever.
Ambiance, atmosphere, illumination, experience.
It was
maybe the most over the top promo that Dream's ever done, which is really saying something.
But it fit.
100%. Oh, no, of course it fit. But can you hear it? The Dream can hear it. The fans are buzzing.
Buzzing.
You get about what the next experience is going to be.
That, yeah. I will take 100% of the credit. That I say, well, we will. We will take 100% of the credit. When he says fans are buzzing, talking about us. It's right here. Buzz. We got big butts for our things right here. ABTV. No, not a joke. 100% serious. Yeah. Hit the not CSI. Law and Order. Give me the Law and Order. Because it's real.
At NXT TakeOver Orlando, Aleister Black said the Dream's name.
Dream.
At NXT TakeOver Philadelphia, the Dream had a knockout performance.
Philadelphia.
In NXT TakeOver New Orleans, the Dream rose to heights you couldn't possibly imagine. And at NXT Chicago, another match of the year for the Dream.
Chicago.
In Brooklyn, these spotlights will shine the brightest for the Velveteen Dream.
Spotlights.
Dream over. Whole
what an amazing
crap
bit.
And let us not lose sight of the fact that the Velveteen Dream has gone on record and taken credit for the return of Hulk Hogan to WWE, and I believe him.
he did
is the best. Hulkster saw the last NXT TakeOver and he said, let me tell you something, brother. No one's gonna out Hulk the Hulk.
If
he probably said some other words.
If Hulk Hogan's last match is against Velveteen Dream, Dream's gonna treat him with the utmost of his respect.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say we have seen Hulk Hogan's last match.
Oh no D.
Speaking of, oh my god!
Now you know what it's like to do transitions. Now you know what it's like for me to do transitions when you're on this side.
See, the thing is, I don't have a problem with that. No, so we have the women's number one contendership match. It was very good, a lot of fun. It was awesome, as you would expect from three women of this caliber: Candice LeRae versus Kairi Sane versus Nikki Cross with Shayna Baszler, the NXT Women's Champion, sitting in on commentary. Yes.
And one of my favorite bits of her on commentary is Nigel said, what do you have to say of seeing this version of Nikki Cross? Like, what's your response? And she says, that I can beat her.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's all that's needed to be said.
Exactly.
Shayna made a lot of good observations. She says it doesn't matter who wins. And she also pointed out that Candice LeRae wears the pants in that relationship. She does.
Agreed.
There was a Mamma Mia chant. Please don't.
No, I liked it. So, like, okay. when we had Vic Joseph doing the commentary for The Last Takeover, I was like, there's like an energy missing because Mauro just brings some sort of je ne sais quoi. Mm-hmm. And so when a big moment happened to have the crowd reflect the nature of NXT and sort of give due diligence to Mauro Ranallo by having the Mamma Mia chant. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not a huge fan of it. I don't think it should be every big thing, but it has its spot during shows. It's definitely not counting down the last 10 seconds of every minute of an Iron Man match. For sure. It's definitely not that, because that gets really annoying really fast.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So lots of really good stuff here. If you didn't watch it, please take the time to watch it. It's definitely worth your time. Towards the end of the match, Nikki Cross hit a Crossroads off the apron, which is her swinging neckbreaker. She should definitely take the name Crossroads because her name is Cross, and it's not a play on roads, it's a play on cross. So she should do that. And then the finish of the match was Candice LeRae hit her big quebrada, or lion salt if you prefer, on Nikki Cross, went for the cover, 1, 2, and Kairi Sane hits the insane elbow off the top to Candice LeRae's back!
Ouch.
And then rolls over Candice LeRae and pins her for the 3. We are now going to see the rubber match between Kairi Sane and Shayna Baszler, a rematch of the first Mae Young Classic Finals, which Kairi Sane won. Then Shayna Baszler defeated Kairi Sane later to retain her NXT Women's Championship. Yeah? No. She beat her before the NXT Women's Championship, before she won the championship. So now we're finally getting our first championship match between these two with Shayna as champion. How do you like the odds?
Well, I liked the match because we did start to see a little more of a sadistic side from Nikki Cross, and it wasn't necessarily, it seemed more of just a killer instinct as opposed to I'm going to beat her up because I want to beat her up. It's I want to beat her up to make sure that she stays down because I know that Kairi Sane can, as witnessed, she can really just pull out some extra energy and strike when the iron is hot. But when she was left up on the top rope, I thought a couple of things. I thought Nikki could get her move off, mm-hmm. or Candice could knock Nikki out, go for Candice's wild ride, mm-hmm. or the elbow. And I like that finish for this match because I was just, it was up until the very end, mm-hmm. what's going to happen, what's going to happen, what's going to happen. And as the pin was happening, I was like, here comes that elbow. Because mm-hmm. you're so used to the camera work when it comes to these matches these days. But in terms of odds, I think Kairi has as much of a chance as anybody because mm-hmm. we know that she's already gotten the W over her.
Sure.
But there's a different attitude of Shayna.
When Kairi Sane won, they asked Shayna Baszler, well, Sane won, is this what you wanted? And Shayna says, I'll take it. She's not worried. She's not concerned. She knows she can beat anybody. So, speaking of Nikki Cross, she has been working some WWE main roster live events.
Really?
Do you think that perhaps this triple threat match with her... not taking the pinfall, but her not winning. Do you think this might be one of the last times we'll see Nikki Cross on NXT? She's sort of done her story.
Mm-hmm. She got her big title shot.
Her losing that match to Shayna Baszler feels like it could be in the end of her NXT story. She found someone who could take her to that special place.
I think that we're kind of, if that's the case with her touring, I think we're on borrowed time with her. Like, one day it'll just be like, no, that was it. That was mm-hmm. the last one, and I think everybody will be fine. But I would like to see her in maybe her and Lacey Evans or something.
Yeah.
Somebody who's on their way up so that she can give them the rub. And
for sure.
What show was she touring with?
I believe SmackDown.
SmackDown? Well,
which is weird. Interesting, because that's where Sanity is.
That's where Aliza... Oh, that makes more sense.
Watch out for Sanity.
Watch out for Sanity.
Marcus.
Yes, sir.
Um,
yes, Dad.
How's it going?
Man, it's been a hell of a 3 weeks. I just started a new, and we're, don't worry about not going off topic. We finished the show, and now we're just kind of England. But
Lucy been, and Goosey.
Yeah, that's Lucy. I'm Goosey. I just, there's a new show that I can finally talk about. It's, I've been working on a project for the past couple of months, and we just went live today.
Awesome.
If you go to Twitch and you look up twitch.tv/artificialnext, I'm working on a live scripted sci-fi show about a roboticist and his creation, submitting it to the live Twitch audience. So real Twitch users submitting real questions, a lot of them being really inappropriate, of trying to submit her for the Turing test to see if she can pass as human.
That's amazing.
It's really cool. It's really cool.
Are you still going to be doing the Schmodown?
As of right now, I'm still going to be doing the Schmodown. I actually have a match on Friday that's going up as a part of the Intergeekdom tournament. Me versus Mike Kalinowski. Oh boy, am I not afraid of you. I don't give a damn what you put in that letter. It's going to come to light soon. You can get you can buy some tasteful merchandise on tpublic.com/Schmodown. But
I tell you what, we got a few minutes.
We do.
As we continue to talk, guys and chat and ladies, feel free to ask us some questions, and maybe
About anything.
Maybe whatever.
We know there's a bit of a delay, but we've got a couple of minutes,
but not a big delay. But I'm excited for you for your projects.
Yeah, so it's I'm being thrown around a lot, so that's why, like, on Wednesdays the show ends at about 4:30 today. Since it was the first show, we left the stream up for a little bit longer, so I have enough time to make it here with a little bit of extra time to spare, so I will dangerously be watching NXT from week to week. But last week it was a thing where we were doing our final tests and I couldn't make it. Hobo was doing the New Japan camp again, and we didn't want to leave Bill by his onesie. So now we figured out a way to
was wearing
to do
a onesie.
It. He was. That's a shame. You missed out on that. When will Mark debut on NXT? I don't know.
Yeah, any thoughts on last week's episode or 205 Live? Any thoughts on the Ollie Murphy match?
Those were both last week, though, weren't they?
I think Ollie Murphy, yeah.
Wasn't that last week?
Xenohour wants me to weigh in on thoughts on the new NXT class with Keith Lee and Io Shirai.
Yeah. And, all of the new people everybody. That are reporting in.
One thing that's very exciting is there's a 7-foot-tall Chinese boxer who's in the class, and he's a student of CWFH.
Nailed it.
And he's a student of Bateman and Peter Avalon, among others.
Ricky Rosas, I believe, as well.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
He was a talent when Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, they did a show in China, which was like the first American, one of the first American pro wrestling shows. There was some first about it in that particular province, I believe. But they defended, the NWA World Heavyweight Championship was defended there, and they utilized a lot of Chinese talent. And from that pool came this new guy who came stateside and started training with everybody and has since been reported to NXT.
I think Keith Lee is going to be a real big deal. I think Io Shirai could potentially be a really big deal. Keith Lee is amazing. If you haven't watched much of him, go check him out online. There's plenty of footage of him out there.
Highspots.com, you can get some recent PWG shows.
Tons of stuff. He's had a series of matches against Matt Riddle that are amazing. Mm-hmm. He's had a series of matches against Walter that are major, amazing. So.
I think him and Riddle, I think, would be a good place to start.
Yeah, for sure. Anything, just watch Matt Riddle matches all day.
yes, he did.
Mustache Mountain versus Undisputed Era was, of course, incredible. Both of them were incredible.
Yes, both matches. Noon Mountain asking, is Hobo a young lion?
Sure. Yeah. He's a lion, for sure.
He's done the NJPW training camp the same amount as Booker T's World Heavyweight five times, and he's not stopping. But if you watched the Cow Palace show recently, you saw him as a carrier of Cody. Mm-hmm.
Joe Loco 386. So in 2 weeks, or in a few weeks, Hobo's been on another New Japan special and then made his NXT debut. Wow. incredible. I'm so happy for that guy.
Stop resisting.
He deserves it
very
much.
He was on Raw.
Yeah.
He was on Raw. He helped with the flipped car.
He made his re-debut on CWFH.
Which you can watch on Highspots.com. Not Highspots.com.
Fight TV.
Fight TV. The Fight TV app. Let's start okay, rolling sure. just because.
Sorry, guys. We'll get to your questions again.
Yeah. So a great way to ask us if you want us to talk about more stuff, go to the hashtag NXTeam. And we will look at those, and we'll pick those up for next week, and maybe Hobo will be back if the I think he's back next week. Either way, Hobo, he recently redebuted on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. You can find him on the Fight TV app. That's Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I know some of the other stuff that he shot recently. You can also watch Dave Arquette's return match, which was also on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
It should air this week, right?
It should air this week, yeah. They taped it this past Sunday. He made his NXT TV debut. I'm so happy for him. We're all happy for him.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. I was there for his very first match.
And if you want to prove it that you were in on the ground floor of the Hobo, go to nxteam.spreadshirt.com and go to prowrestlingtees.com and search for Hobo.
Yep.
And buy his shirts, support him so that he can continue to live out his dream and all of our dreams. Mm-hmm. And also, you get that sweet, sweet, sweet indie wrestling indie cred by saying, like, I knew this guy when he was this
guy. And you could also get an I'm a Kathy Kelly guy shirt.
Sure.
Which doesn't help her out. It helps us out.
Yeah.
But she was a OG NXTeam.
Yeah.
And we love everything that she's doing.
We miss her all the time.
So dearly. But
they're stuck with me now.
Stuck.
Right. Where can the people find you, Mark?
You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica, on Twitch at InventoryFullPT. Also, make sure to check out on Twitch Artificial Show. It's twitch.tv/artificialnext. It's an amazing scripted sci-fi series. This week on X-Pac 12360, we had Booker T, and it was a great conversation. You got to check it out. Follow the Hobo at Bane's Destroy and support us at nxteam.spreadshirt.com.
And you can find me on all social media at Sundown Motel, but make sure you support Mark and Hobo and all of their things going forward.
Oh, shucks.
And thanks to everybody for watching, as always, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
We're going to buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.